Today's item is to ask questions. Before we begin our work, at least 5 minutes, we should practice metta meditation. You may rise up, you may get up, and practice metta. Metta meditation is this: may I be happy, like me, all living beings may be happy. This idea, think for 5 minutes.
我们今天晚上是开放给大家发问的时间，在发问之前，我们一起来修慈悲观5分钟。修慈悲观的方法就是我们静下心来，首先祈求自己能够吉祥如意，紧接着愿一切的众生都也能够跟我一样的吉祥如意。请大家合掌静坐5分钟，修慈悲观。
Now,
请放掌。
Venerable Mahatheras, brothers and sisters, today is the last day. I stay here, tomorrow I leave the country. And according to our program, today's item is to ask questions. So now,So, please ask questions, whatever you want to know. All your questions I may not be able to answer, because I am not all-knowing, I am not omniscient. Only the questions I can answer, I give.
在座的诸三长老，各位莲友，今天是我此行最后的一天。台湾对我来讲还是新的国家。依据我们的日程，今天晚上是开放让诸位来发问的时间，诸位可以提出您想要了解的任何问题。当然诸位的问题我可能没有办法完全都能够回答，因为我并不是一位全知的人。
So now is the question time. Please ask questions one by one.
Many questions here.
First, 第一个问题，
如何帮助一个没有宗教信仰、不信因果的人戒毒？How to help a non-religious person to abstain from gambling?
Hey, agama adahan neti kenek ya kisi agama ke adahan neti lu. Evnat ya me yar sudukari gambling kari kohom adahano ya ta udhav karanne.
Sudukari.
Hey, minya kisi agama adahan ne evnat sudukari. කොහොමද අහනෝ ඒ මිනිහට උදව් කරන්නේ
මේ සුදුකාරෙක් කියලා
එහේ එහේ ඉංග්‍රීසියෙන් නායකරු කියන්න ඕන මහත්ය පරිවර්ත
There are many such persons who don't believe in religion, who don't believe even after death, but there are such persons, and they may be sometimes drunkards, sometimes gambling. What we have to do is to try to make him understand the evil result of his way of living. That is the only way to cure him.
有许多人是任何的宗教都不肯相信的，而也有许多人呢，也就跟着做坏事情了。比如说，对于这种好赌的人，唯一能够帮助他的方法，就是帮助他来了解赌博它的坏处是在哪里。
There are patients or sick persons. Some patients can be cured. Some patients, even without much effort, get out of their disease, they become healthy. There are others who think they are sick, but not sick. For them also, medicine is not necessary. There is a kind of patient, incurable. Such incurable patients, as regards them, the doctor cannot do anything. They leave him aside. They are incurable person. Nobody can do anything. They are so unhappy. They will get their result after some time. So we can't do anything. They are incurable patients.
这就好比病人有许多种，有一些的病人，即使不必怎么样子的努力，病都可以治好的。可是有另外一些的病人，其实他们是没有病，却认为自己有病。对这种人，药物对他们来讲是 毫无帮助的。有一些人是不可救药的，对于这些不可救药的病人，一生一点办法都没有。这些人必须要承受他们自己的果报。一段时间之后，他们必然会承受很痛苦的 后果，对于这些病人呢，我们是没有办法医治他的。
On this point, there is something more to say. By some occult means, some such persons can be cured. For example, if such a gambler can be hypnotized by any way, by tricks or by any way. If he is hypnotized, if he is once hypnotized, then it is easy to be hypnotized again and again. The hypnotist should put him to trance, artificial sleep. When he is in trance, he must give suggestion. After this, you are not a gambler. After this, you are not a gambler. So he has to give these suggestions several times, at least 20 times, every day, regularly. One may try to cure such a person. Perhaps within 1 month's time, He may be a good man, he may give up gambling. This is a method quite practical, not unpractical.
虽然如此, 我们也可以尝试 其他的治疗方法, 比如说用催眠的方法, 可以将一位好赌的人 用催眠的方法 让他进入禅定之中, 如果他能够接受这个催眠 而进入禅定的话, 那他就可以慢慢地远离这个赌博的习性, 不过这必须要长期地来尝试, 比如说让他20天之内每一天都能够接受催眠的治疗, 如此在一个月里面呢, 很有可能他就可以把赌博的习惯给戒掉, 因为他在禅定之中可以享受到那种禅悦的法喜, 也许这是一个可以治疗赌博的方法。
If the gambler is susceptible, that means if he can be hypnotized, then he can be cured. Otherwise, there are some persons who can't be hypnotized at all. As regards such persons, there is no remedy. Nothing can be done.
如果这位赌徒他能够接受催眠的话, 那么催眠对他就会有帮助。 万一这位好赌的人根本无法让催眠来进入情况, 那任何的方法对他都是没有效的。
Now, any more questions?
Yeah, there are a lot.
Good afternoon.
Now, according to the Mahayana Buddhism, now is the Dharma ending period, 末法时期, Dharma ending period. And it is said that the reciting of the Amitabha's name to be reborn in the Buddha's pure land is the most safe and the easiest way. What is your opinion?
Mahayana dharmaya anuva mekattiya dan prarthana karanne sukavati brahma lokete yama mokada dan me kale agama hungak loke agam kotas walata bedila gihilla agam hungakma me vinasha wenna tattete ævilla tiyenne ඒ එම නිසා මේ මහායාන ධර්මයට අනුව සුඛාවති ලෝකෙට යෑම පිළිබඳව නායකහරන්ගේ අදහස මොකක්ද කියලා.
Now, in Mahayana, there is a sutra called Sukhavati Sutra. It deals with Amitabha Buddha and the Sukhavati world. Religions are many, ideas are many. Therefore, it is not to wonder that there are so many ideas. It is not only today, even at the time of Buddha, there was such many ideas and teachers of such ideas. Now, as regards Sukhavati, though it is not mentioned in Theravada books, it is possible, according to my personal view, it is possible there may be a world called Sukhavati, because the space, sky, if you even you by Iddhi power, if you go westward, go and go and go and there is no end. If you go to other side, other quarters, east or north or south, still there is no end, because the space, the sky has no end, it is infinite. Therefore, in such a space, it is possible that there are such world systems to be called Sukhavati, as Mahayana Theras have explained in their books. The writer of this book, the author of this sutra, either Buddha or anybody, has written this on some purpose, with some sort of understanding. Therefore, it is not condemnable, not to be refused. There may be Sukhavati, there may be persons who can attain to Sukhavati.
在大圣佛教里头有一部经叫做《阿弥陀经》，经中列举了阿弥陀佛以及极乐世界，认为极乐世界是庄严的。虽然极乐世界《阿弥陀经》在南传的经典里面 并没有被提及，可是我个人的了解，认为在我们这个宇宙里面是可能有极乐世界的，因为虚空是无尽的，往西方去的话是无尽的虚空，往其他的方向去的话， 比如说往东方、南方、北方，也是无尽的虚空，在这些无尽的虚空里面，是可能有极乐世界的。因此，对于《阿弥陀经》极乐世界的说法，我们没有必要加以反对，说极乐世界是不存在的。 在这种的教法，不只是今天才有，即使在佛陀的时代就已经有了，因为宗教有许多种，理想理念也是千差万别。《阿弥陀经》的作者必然是有他某种程度的证悟， 以及他的用心所在。好，请问我们要如何修学才可以确定下辈子还可以继续学佛修行？ How can we practice so in our next step we can be continue to practice Buddha Dharma?
මේ ආත්මේ කොහොමද අහනෝ ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කරන්නේ ලබන ආත්මයේදී බෞද්ධයෙක්ම වෙලා ඒ බෞද්ධ කටයුතු දිගට කරගෙන යන්න
මේ ආත්මයේදී මොකද කරන්නේ කියලාද
අහන්නේ එහේ ඒ කියන්නේ මේ ආත්මයේදී ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කරන බුදුදහම ලබන ආත්මයේදී දිගටම කන්ටිනියු කරගෙන යන්න බෞද්ධයෙක් වෙලාම කන්ටිනියු කරගෙන යන්නේ කොහොමද ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කරන්නේ කියලා
එමං බුදිෂ් There is a kind of patana or aspiration in this way. In every birth that I will be born, may I have kalyanamita, good friends. May I be born in a place where Dhamma exists. So they make such aspiration in every good activity, in every meritorious deed they do, by such a way you can continue to be reborn among religious families and to do good deeds continually. Your aspiration or patthana or will must be very strong. Then it is possible.
在论点里面有这么样提到，我们必须要发强大的愿，要发大心，愿意生生世世都能够依止善知识，发愿生生世世都能够修学佛法，止恶行善，把一切的功德都回向给这个大愿，那就必然可以下辈子继续修学佛法。如何修得明心见性，需要善知识应认证吗？ How do practice the realization of our mind and how to see our original nature, that means our Buddha nature? Should it need the Kalyana good friends to recognize?
Abhi, hadavate niyama buddha dahama buddha agama pilibanda avabodayak laba ganna honda kalyana mitreyuge sahayoge avakshada kiyala ahanawana ganna.
If you are learned enough, the book of Dhamma, religious scripture, is the best friend. And also, if you have a learned, good person, a practical Buddhist, he also is helpful. Therefore, either a religious book or a good friend, any of these, either of these two things can be selected.
如果您能够深入经藏的话，那么经典就是最好的验证，否则的话就必须一位善知识来认证您是否明心见性。所以经典还有善知识是认证您是否明心见性的方法。修行人当业障现前，心情烦乱，不想修行时应如何对治？若静坐至清清静静无杂念时，如何在网上用功？In meditation, if we feel upset, disturbed in our mind, how can we deal with it? How can we treat it? And it is the first question. Then the next one is, if we sit meditation until very pure, no ideas, no thoughts are rising, how to advance? So there are two questions. One is mind is upsetting. The other one is mind is quite pure, quite silent.
ප්‍රශ්න දෙකක් අහනවා භාවනා පිළිබඳව. ප්‍රශ්න දෙකක්. පළවෙනි ප්‍රශ්නය, භාවනා කරනකොට නොයෙකුත් බාහිර කරදර වලින් හිත ව්‍යාකූල වුණන් පස්සේ ව්‍යාකූල වෙනකොට හිතේ මේ මේ ඒ මනුස්සයාට ඒක බලපෑමක් ඇති වෙනවද? දෙවෙනි එක, හිත හොඳ භාවනාවෙන් හොඳ තත්ත්වයට හිතපත් උනන් පස්සේ කිසිම දෙයක් නැහැ. නිකම්ම හිත පිරිසිදුයි. ඊළඟට මොකක්ද අහනවා කරන්න ඊට පස්සේ?
There are some persons who practice meditation, but if they don't do it properly, their mind become excited, their mind become tempted, because they don't do it properly. If you practice meditation on some point, for example, a Buddha statue, you must fix your mind on the Buddha statue, forgetting all the other things. You must be able to stay in this position at least 30 minutes. But in the beginning, many temptations may come to your mind, because the things which you have done, your past experience, sometimes you may remember them and your mind goes there. Therefore you can't concentrate your mind. Therefore you must be always mindful. Mindfulness is the most necessary thing to keep mind one-pointed, so that it may not get scattered. Therefore, you must be mindful. Without mindfulness, in Pali we call it sati, mindfulness or attentiveness to what you do. Always you must be conscious and mindful when you practice meditation. Then your mind does not go astray. It doesn't go this side or that side. If it goes so, that means you don't practice the meditation properly. That is the answer to first question. The second question, what is that?
Okay.
I have forgotten. Makadde.
有一些禅修的人因为方法不对，因此心里会有很多的杂念，因此呢，对治的方法就是要提起正念。比如说您的所缘境如果是佛像的话，就必须全神贯注在佛像之上，维持那一个姿势至少要30分钟。开头的时候也许脑子里面会有很多的妄念升起，比如说记起过去的事情，使得您的心就散乱了，我们经常会受到许多的干扰，这一些的干扰唯有修行得法正念提起才可以对治，在巴利文里面称之为沙地。沙地的意思就是心一静性，唯有借着正念禅修才能够得法。
Too quiet. How to advance?
දෙවෙනි ප්‍රශ්නේ නායකයන්නේ හිත දැන් එක තත්ත්වයට පත් වෙලා බොහොම පීස්. ඊළඟ කිසිම බාධක කරදර නැහැ. ඒක තව ටිකට තව දුරට ඩෙවලොප් කරන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා අහනවා.
If you practice vipassana, you must do the same thing, continue. When you develop vipassana, you will see what your body is, what your mind is, how they work within yourself. So, examining your body and mind, go on practicing. This vipassana is self-examination, self-investigation. It is making a search for your search of the nature of your body, the nature of your mind. That is vipassana. It is an active thing. Therefore, you have to go on till you realize what you really are. If you perfectly have realized what you really are, then you are an arahant. You are perfect.
The question is, 若静坐之清清静静无杂念时，如何在网上用功？ 答案是要修毗婆舍那内观察，观察就是要来观照，来体察您的身、您的心，仔细的、反复的了解你的心、你的身是如何来运作的。如果 毗婆舍那内观察能够修得圆满的时候，那就是证悟的境界。所以呢，这一个问题的答案就是要修毗婆舍那。毗婆舍那是一种动的修行方式，它是一个清醒的修行方式，而不是 这样子完全静止的。
If your mind is calm, if it has come to calm state, then begin to examine yourself, your body and mind, till you realize what it is. That is what you have to do.
禅修的过程，首先 就是将散乱的心给安止下来。当心安止下来之后，就必须开始来观身，还有观心，彻底的了解身心的性质是什么。 念观毗婆舍那与四念住的关系如何？ What is the relationship between vipassana and the four foundations of mindfulness?
Vipassana bhavanavai satipatthana sutre athara thiyena sambandhatawe mokadda kiyala
hama. Satipatthana sutta itself is vipassana meditation. They are not two things. In Satipatthana Sutta, four ways you are explained how to look at yourself. It is vipassana. There is no difference.
四念住就是毗婆舍那，两个并没有分别。四念住 就是从四个方向来修毗婆舍那，来了解身心一切万法的真面目。请问毗婆舍那的思维与世间的逻辑思考有何相同处、不同处？ Logical thinking, the thinking of vipassana, how to investigate, examine, what is the similarity between vipassana and the logical thinking.
Logical hitima pilibandavai හිතෙන් ඔය මානසික සිතීම් පිළිබඳවයි විපස්සනා අතරයි සම්බන්ධය මානසික ලොජිකල්
ලොජිකල්
thinking and විපස්සනා අතර සම්බන්ධතාවය.
Logical thinking is very useful for a person who practices vipassana. You must, when you practice vipassana, do it logically, it is good. There is no, only when you use logical way of thinking about other things, it is no vipassana. Only if you examine logically your body, your mind, it is vipassana itself. The beginning of vipassana.
Logic 的思考对于毗婆舍那的人的修行者在开始的时候是有帮助的。但是毗婆舍那他是在观察身心的状况。有没有什么不同？ Is there any difference and similarity?
왜나삭티노아드
Logically, you have to examine your body. Logically, with reason, seeing reason, understand why this happened so, why this happened so. So you have to examine your body logically. That this kind of practice is the beginning, not the end. Beginning of vipassana, beginning of satipatthana. There is not, as regards other logical reasoning about other things, about your works, about legal questions and other things, they are not vipassana. If you apply this logical reasoning to examine your body and mind, then it is satipatthana. It is a part of satipatthana, beginning of satipatthana.
用逻辑的思考来观察身心的状况，身心是如何来升起、来运作的，因此当逻辑的思考应用在身心的观照时，那就是毗婆舍那。可是逻辑的思考只是毗婆舍那的开始，并不是它的目的。逻辑的思考如果是用在其他的范畴，比如说用逻辑思考来看看您所说的话或者是其他的事情，那就不是毗婆舍那了。逻辑的思考只是毗婆舍那的开始，而不是它的目的。徒弟子禅修者需相续持续的精进，减少睡眠，但有些人如肝炎患者会有嗜睡的症状，在睡眠的昏沉中始终无法清明，有违佛陀的法教，同时自己历经多年也难完全克服，恭请大长老开示，在受病业之苦时如何保持清明的修行。When one is sick, how to remain mindful, how to remain awake? How to keep awake? When one is sick, then one falls into dizziness.
Then යම් කෙනෙක් අසනීප වුණාන් පස්සේ එයා ඒ භාවනා කරන්න කොහොමද?
Yeah, some pain. When one gets sick, and the fear dizzy, cannot remain awake. How to keep mindful?
ඊළඟට එක්කෙනෙක් අසනීප වෙලා එයාගේ කොහොමද ආනෝ mindfulness එක ඇති කරගන්නේ? එයා ඒ භාවනා කරලා හිටන් ඒ ලෙඩ
භාවනාවක් කරලා ලෙඩ සනීප කරගන්න හැටිද? එහේ.
දැන් ලෙඩේ කොහොමද ආනෝ හිත එක කරගන්නේ?
There are some sick persons who are able to control their mind. Some are not able. For them there is no way to cure them. But the persons who try to overcome their pain and think of the nature of this body. This body is subject to disease. This disease is the nature of the body. So it is a dukkha. So in this way, if we go on thinking about his own disease, he can make itself a meditation of dukkha of his body. There are such persons who can do it, but all can't do it.
仍然可以维持清醒，可是对于其他的人就无法保持清醒。我们生病的时候，应该要来观病，观察病是如何升起的，观察我们的病，其实是身的性质。 有生必然就会有病，这是很自然的现象。这种的观病就可以导致对于苦的了解，透过这种观病、观苦，就可以保持正念的分别。固然，有大部分的人 是没有办法达到这个的目的。北传佛教有10个宗派，南传佛教有宗派佛。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个。10个
තියෙනවලු කොටස් 10ක් දැන් අපේ තේරවාදීගේ කොටස් කීයක් තියෙනවද කියලා
These days in Sri Lanka there are according to my understanding only 5 I mean 6 nearly it has become 6 there are 3 chief sects Siyama sect or Thai sect Burmese sect and Ramanya sect so there are 3 main sects in Sri Lanka and among them there are sub-sect in Siamese there is one called Asgiri one called Malwat another called Korte another called Kalini Nikaya. Newly in very recently, another sect arose called Rangiri Damulu. So there are so many sects in Sri Lanka, not altogether twenty. Formerly, Amarapura sect had nearly three subsects, but recently all these sects became united as one sect. So Amarapura Nikaya has become one sect with subsections. Siamese sect have six. Ramanya sect is the only one. So these are the only sects. But there is one thing, though nominally they are different sects,